Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. And welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, artist Roxy Hawkinsmith stops by to discuss her latest twisted Disney-inspired pieces. Alright, I'd like to welcome back to the show artist Roxy Hawkinsmith. Hello.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you back. You were on a little while ago, a few months ago, speaking of your artwork.
Yes.
And how would you sum up the work that we were talking about?
How do you sum up psychosis on paper?
I don't know. If you had to just tell someone really quick what it is that you do.
It has been what it always, will be. It's the zombie revolution of, happily ever after is a lie. And it's taking the images that we all grew up on and messing them up.
Nice. So you have a series of doing Disney princesses.
I do.
They're kind of a mashup. I'm not sure exactly what they're mashed up with because they're not all the same. But what would you say?
Well, and that's kind of the point. I don't want them all to be the same. I want them to be different. Like, I finished Tiana today, and she's a mashup of the Doctor, Tiana, and Venom from the comic book. So one just kind of went. This one went a little rogue. That's what keeps it fun. I mean, if it was just a princess and she had a zombie face, I think after a while I would get bored of that, and I think everyone else would too. So sure. Try to keep it different, open it up to different genres. I've been doing little Halloween pieces where they're a mashup of a Disney princess with a mythological creature, and then on top of that an iconic horror movie. So I did a Belle that was based off the Headless Horseman, but the Headless Horseman was, the entire body looks like her body instead of like looking like a horse. And I did Ariel, which I'm still working on because I mashed her up with Medusa, and that's a lot of snake. So
snakes, yeah.
I mashed her up then with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, cool.
So I know. I try to make it different, because I've seen the same stuff over and over and over again. I want to do something I've never seen before.
Right.
So that,
cool.
So
these pieces you've been doing, are they up already? Are you still working on them?
They're not. They are done, but I've just been so focused on getting Tiana done. I haven't really had a chance to upload them yet. I probably should, since they're Halloween pieces and we're getting pretty close.
Yeah.
But, maybe. After the convention this weekend, I think maybe I'll have a little more time to breathe and sit on my computer and put that stuff up.
Okay, well, this should be up after that convention you're speaking of. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can have some of these up when the episode airs. So we can
hopefully. Yeah, I'm thinking probably Monday, Tuesday, come back, recover from being at a convention for 3 days, and then probably align with the time, yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, what was the inspiration for mixing the mythological creatures in with the creepy Disney stuff?
I was about 3 hours into working on Tiana, and I just, for some reason, I threw her away. Well, I didn't really throw her away. I threw her, away from my desk, and I just picked up a piece of paper, and I started drawing the Headless Horseman. I was like, you know, it'd be cool if the Headless Horseman wasn't a person on a horse, but if it was a horse and holding its own head. And I was like, well, whose head is it going to hold? I was like, Belle's always a good option. Let's throw her head on there. And then I had no intention for it. It just kind of came to me, and I thought that would be really kind of a fun series to open up to three different facets, which, you know, like I said, I've never seen it before, so why not?
That's cool. I'm looking forward to seeing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing your work in progress of the Tiana piece.
Yeah. She took forever. That was a lot of... I would go to work the next day, and my arms would just be covered in these little, like, neon dots. And I don't know. People probably thought I was crazy, but I still actually have some on right now, to be honest with you.
Well, just in case people didn't hear your other episode, what do you use to create your pieces?
It's watercolor pieces. I do a couple ink every once in a while, but primarily just watercolor, a little bit of accent with charcoals just to get some really pure blacks, really pure whites, and that's about it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So your pieces were pretty popular after I posted them last time you were on.
They were. Oh, my gosh. I was blown away. I had no idea that there would be that much of a surge, so thank you, I have to say.
Oh, I wasn't trying to congratulate us. But you're welcome. Well, I knew that our listeners and our social media followers would enjoy your work, so I wanted to put it out there.
It's been, you know, and what's great about fans that I have is that they engage. You know, they're not just liking it and that being it. Like, they're, you know, that when I post things, like questions of like things people want to see, they do respond. And I constantly have inbox messages of like, oh, I think this is a good idea. Or,
oh, wow,
I saw this and I thought it would inspire you. And a lot of my stuff I've used because of that. So thank goodness I have the fans that I do. I love them so much. I'm so grateful for them, you know, to keep me going and keep inspiring me in the ways that they do.
Wow, that's awesome. It's good when it actually becomes a little organic. It's not, you know,
right.
It grows into something that you couldn't have grown it to,
right,
on your own, you know?
Exactly.
Very cool. And those pieces were, there was an aerial piece. It was an aerial mashed up with Ursula.
Yep. There was, the Pocahontas came out right after that, and then Mulan came out after that, I believe. Yeah.
Right. And the other one was, Belle piece in there as well.
The Belle and the Cinderella were the first two. Yep.
Yep. So yeah, no, they're those are. I mean, it's funny because it's hard to describe art pieces. Of course, you should just look at them.
You just work, so they can go look at them.
Right. Yeah, of course we have them up, or you know, those are been up for a while. But we're looking forward to your new pieces. And especially since you were doing a little something for Halloween, I thought that was kind of perfect to check in with you.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. I love Halloween. It's my absolute favorite holiday. Right now, in the windows of my house, I have really creepy mannequins. I have the leg that I got from the Walking Dead escape. And I hooked up a bunch of like crows that are eating at the leg. Oh, yeah. I
really?
Weirded my neighbors out. Yeah, I weirded them.
That's awesome.
No, I do. I do. I'm in my window right now.
That's cool. So the Walking Dead escape, was that a obstacle course type thing?
It was, yeah. Jay and I signed up to be zombies. So they do your makeup professionally. And it was at the Target Center here
in
Minneapolis. Right. Yep. And it was about 2 hours for people to walk through the maze and just try to survive. Basically, you had to get through the obstacle without being bitten by one of us. And my goodness, Jay and I were hiding in things and popping out at people. We got a little into it, and then we went to the bar afterwards still wearing the makeup. I don't think either one of us really wanted to wash it off. But we love it. Gretchen's my daughter is gonna be a zombie princess this year, so I'm really, really excited. So we're going to buy a costume. She hasn't decided which one she wants to be yet.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask princess.
Yeah, I want her to decide on Belle because I'm particular, but, you know, I don't know what she's going to do. So we got the makeup all ready, ready to make her look nasty.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear your daughter's into it.
Was
she like 8 years old? I think that's what
you're saying. Yeah, she's 8, yep.
You figure they 8 years old might not be too into it. But
I thought by now she'd do her own thing, but no, she still loves it. She still comes and taps on my shoulder so she can see what I'm doing. And, you know, she, like always, like I told you before, she's always like, you should do this and you should do this. I'm like, all right, make this and I'll get on it.
Right, so she's the number one person coming to you with ideas.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She decides more than anyone else. She decides.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So if people want to find you online and all your stuff, how do they do it?
On my infinite amount of social media whoring, I have a Facebook page called Once Upon a Nightmare. You can also find me on Instagram at Roxy_H_art. And you can find me on Twitter at the Roxy H Art as well. I'm not really on there that much. I did announce on my Facebook page that I would be starting a YouTube channel, which I have been filming, but I've been really bad about editing it and, you know, trying to find time for that amongst everything else. So there's going to be a lot of footage from CryptoCon this weekend that's going to go in there. That'll probably be my first one. I have a time lapse of a self-portrait that I did not too long ago. And I'll be posting that as well. So it'll be fun. I don't know when it's going to go up, but, you know, hopefully if I say it enough and say it's going to happen enough, hopefully people will bother me enough where I actually do it.
Well, you just put it out there on this show. So.
I did. Now I have no choice in the matter. Yep.
You know how they came after you last time. You know, you said you got a good response, and now they're gonna. Yeah. Now the listeners are gonna come after you and demand this YouTube channel.
They're like, "Hey, you said you were gonna do it, so do it."
What's the YouTube channel? What's the name? So if you want to look for
it. I think it's gonna be Once Upon a Nightmare. It's just gonna be a lot of time lapses, a lot of conventions because I go to so many, and I have such great footage of the other artists, myself, Jay, and his partner, Devin. And now that we're debuting our book this weekend, there's going to be a lot in there about that as well. Hopefully that takes off. Little plug to that. Go check out Cesspool.
You didn't say what the book was.
Yep, we'll figure it out. Huh? So that's it. You know, I've got a lot of fun projects that I constantly am working on something different, something new, and you know, I have something weird and random to say about all of it, so I figure, why not? Why not just videotape it all and put my weirdness out for other people to appreciate?
Awesome. So what's next for you? What's besides your YouTube channel, what's coming up next?
Probably world domination, I would imagine. What else there?
That's
really
next. I mean, wow.
Right. We're just going to go 0 to 1,000. Why not? I'm not sure. I don't really know. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. And I love that people support it and they're just going to kind of follow me wherever I go. So we'll see what happens. You know, I've got a book that I helped make now and, you know, I've got a page and I've got people who love me, who I love even more. I mean, what else really do I need at this point?
Yeah, looks like you're set. Mm-hmm.
I've topped out. I'm good right here.
Well, thanks for checking in with us.
Of course.
We appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to seeing your Halloween pieces.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.